Hello, it's Wednesday, August the 5th, and I trust that you are well, and if you have any needs, please reach out to us, email us, text us, whatever, give us a call, and we'll do our very best to try and help you. Now, today we are in Psalm 40, and Psalm 40 is one of those wonderful psalms. It's one of my favorite psalms. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. David is experiencing something of a deliverance of the Lord from a miry bog where his feet were entirely insecure, but the Lord drew him up as he waited patiently for the Lord. But then in verses 6 through 8, in sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you've given me an open ear, burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, your law is within my heart. And in Hebrews chapter 10, in verses 5 through 10, this section of Psalm 40 is quoted. And it's quoted as Jesus' words, not as David's words, not as the psalmist's words, but Jesus' words. That the way of salvation is through the obedience of a substitute, a sin bearer. You see it in the narrative of Abraham and Isaac. God teaching through a picture that salvation would come through the death of Abraham's son, or in this instance, a substitute for Abraham's only son, a lamb that was caught in the thicket. You see it in all the typology of the Levitical sacrifices. You see it in the fourth servant song in Isaiah 53. And David, whether he realized it or not, and probably he did not, he was writing a psalm, but God was using David to actually speak of the one who alone could do God's will in all of its demands and offer a perfect sacrifice on the part, on the behalf of God's people, and that is Jesus. So Psalm 40, right in the middle of it, contains words that are depicting the sacrificial and substitutionary death of the obedient servant, the Lord Jesus. Well, that's Psalm 40. The Lord bless you today.